space, S space, D space, F space. J space, K space, L space, Sammy.
With your right hand, J-K-L Sam. Did anyone from the North ever teach typing?
No.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey there! This is Katie with a very hateful thought of the day. I hate bottles of salad dressing that don't come with an easy dispensing cap. Without the aid of such device, you are forced to have either a plop, fizzle plop of honey Dijon, or worse, the dreaded pool of balsamic vinaigrette at the bottom of your bowl. Either way, you have to toss your own salad, and nobody wants that. I hate salad dressing bottles without easy dispensing caps. Oh, yeah, you. I hate you too.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Indeed it is.
I didn't talk over dude today.
You respected the announcer there.
I bit down on the inside of my cheeks.
Well, I think that's nice. At least it wasn't someone else doing that to you.
How do you...
It would be very involved.
Yeah.
It's definitely third date material. Welcome, everybody, to Cake and Cookies Episode 9. Is it?
I think it's 9.
Yeah, 9. Number
so
9.
So we should celebrate.
Yes, and we shall. It's the Cake and Cookies, the Rob and the Katie in the show. A weekly podcast to show by way of comparison that your life really isn't so bad. Our thanks, as always, to Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, everybody at Moore Broadcasting, and of course, the brilliant Steve Bridges.
Absolutely.
Love you, Cap. Check us out on Facebook, www.facebook.com/RobAndKatie, RobAndKatie. Our Twitter, @RobAndKatie. I was on Twitter, gosh, just last week. It's happening.
Dan was supposed to take that over.
I know.
We had a bit of a spat on the way here about that.
Really?
Yes.
What happened?
Well, he said that if he was supposed to take it over, he understood that I told him that he was supposed to take it over.
So that part he understood.
But that you started tweeting a couple things, so then he was like, oh, I dare not touch the tweeter.
Oh, no,
or the
Twitter. Touch my tweeter, Dan.
Touch the tweeter. Tweet.
Make it your own. We can both touch it.
By all means, start tweeting this live. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, let us know.
All 4 of our followers would be so stoked.
That's right. Annie Yu is at home clicking refresh.
Does she follow us?
I think she does.
No, we follow her.
That's different.
Yeah.
This is why he should be doing it.
This is why Dan is in charge.
Check us out on iTunes, Cake and Cookies. Just search Moore Broadcasting. You can find the Mike O'Mara Show, Tech 411, Rob and Joe, It's Mickey, and of course, O'MaraCast. Well, we are here. It is episode 9, and if you can tear yourself away from my dog, we are taking the alcoholism to a new level this week.
I'm so sorry. Linus came up for some pets, and I had to...
He loves you.
He loves Dan a lot.
Well, Dan is more of an active participant with Linus.
But it was because I gave him a T-R-E-A-T.
Yes, you did.
Speaking of T-R-E-A-T.
Now, this is funny. I had to talk you into this.
Well, because I dare not touch another woman's champagne.
Everyone thought you were going to say husband. As a matter of fact, I was hoping you were going to say husband. But the answer was
champagne. That would never happen.
I know.
You could barely get me to touch that bottle.
So.
Did you just throw that on the floor? He could eat that and then be like poop and sparkles.
Okay, that's the foil. Bring it back.
Bring it back. Drop it.
Linus got the foil.
Linus, drop it.
From the champagne.
Drop it.
Now, you should know that at my home, I keep 2 bottles of champagne cold at all times in case we need it. And Katie was...
Ow!
Oh my God, he bit you. Look at that. That's a first.
He didn't bite me.
What happened?
He just tried to get it back.
So we keep 2 bottles of champagne cold at the Rob Radio World Broadcast Headquarters at all time. And I just threw the foil. Now he's sorry.
Oh, you're so
I threw
sorry.
The foil on the floor and Linus took it and Katie took it and Linus bit Katie.
Well, God forbid he pooped sparkles.
You signed the release, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
As soon as I walked in the door.
What's up, my dog?
Ha-da-da.
Now there's your champagne. Ow. I have a chilled glass for you and ice cubes.
What,
because don't you
you
like ice in your champagne?
No.
Bill Murray?
Actually, yes, I do.
So where did I screw up there?
Okay, do you want to tell you the story about Bill Murray and the champagne?
I love stories. Okay. Go ahead.
So I read this article literally maybe 2-3 weeks ago.
Literally 3 weeks ago? As opposed to figuratively 3 weeks ago?
Shut your goofy, sleep-deprived face.
Okay, we're a little tired. It's going to be fine.
You want to pour that for Mama?
Yes, I do. Mama. Capital, it's Mama. Mama's having her bubbly beverage.
Now don't make it...
What?
Go over.
No, it's fine. Listen, there's not many things I'm great at, but tending bar I'm pretty good at. So there you go.
Okay.
There you go.
So, Bill Murray was interviewed by some, might have been Esquire, and he talked about the best way to have a party for an entire weekend is to get a giant case of champagne.
Okay.
Okay. You take all the bottles of champagne, you cut the top off the box.
Okay.
Take all the bottles of champagne out, put a plastic bag in the box.
Okay.
Fill it with ice, stick all of the champagne back in.
So they stay cold, they stay on ice.
So they stay cold.
Okay, that is
true. And then, while you're drinking the champagne, you put ice. Did someone die?
I don't think so.
Okay, you put ice in your champagne, so you're sort of hydrating as you drink your champagne.
So you get drunk, but you're maintaining.
You're maintaining, so there's never a hangover, and hence the party goes for the whole weekend.
Fantastic. And here it is Friday night. Well, let's get started. I don't have any ice in my red wine.
Cheers.
But here we are. There you go. How horrible is that cheap champagne?
I don't care. Mama loves bubbles.
Okay, then you're fine.
I like them in my bath.
Yes.
I like them in my glass.
Excellent. Well, then
preferably. Same time.
We're off to a great start. Now, let us continue where we left off on episode 8, which was we were just getting ready to go to the theater.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter Julia, who was in Greece and did a fantastic job. We talked about it on the Mike O'Mara Show this week, played the performance from her closing night, and really a jaw dropper. She sang a song that is not an easy song to sing, Freddie My Love,
mm-hmm.
and there's changes in it. As a matter of fact, my favorite response I got to it was from the maestro of the Manassas Symphony, Jim Villani, who has been a guest on the show before,
right,
and said that that is a complicated song, and she had all the nuances dead on. So thank you, Jim, very much for writing that. That meant the world to me.
And I have to say, that final night performance that we went to.
Right, the Saturday night. Technically her closing night.
Her closing night. She nailed it.
It was great, wasn't it?
Oh, I had goosebumps. I had tears in my eyes. It
was a lot of fun, and it was
we
a good show.
We were right in front, too.
Yeah, we were.
I mean,
third and fourth row, right? Was where
no,
all the
it was second and third.
Second and third row where all the Speewacks were?
Obnoxiously close.
Yeah, really, yeah. To a point where Julia spotted us,
mm-hmm.
and I knew she spotted us.
She did. There was just a... It was at a good time for her to spot us.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, and I knew that during the sock hop sequence, she's downstage left.
Yes,
so
she was right in
much
front of us.
For much of Act
hey,
2...
Hey.
Okay. Now, we discussed with Kid Gloves last week, the disc jockey, and we'll get to him in a moment. But for most of the second act, Julia was quite simply 12, 13 feet away from us.
Right. We could have stood up and touched her.
Yeah. So that was...
Unfortunately, Vince Fontaine was doing that
hey,
for us.
Hey, hey,
hey. Hey,
hey. Hey, hey, hey.
But that's the whole thing, is that he's sort of hitting on her. Not like... Not in the same way that it is in the movie.
No,
he's sort of like a kid.
He's flirting.
He's trying.
He's trying to flirt. And we...
She's sort of like...
Dismissed him.
She's totally dismissed him. It was so cute, too. It was really funny.
As she would in real life, I'm sure. But we had a good Danny Zuko. We had a fantastic Sandy.
You know who else I really liked?
Who?
Jan.
Oh, she's great.
Jan
and...
And
that's sort of a thankless role. As a matter of fact, in the movie Grease, Jan, who sings Brusha, 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 hits the new Ipana, and she eats everything. I hate the role in the movie because it is not only useless, but it's also sort of abrasive.
Mm-hmm.
The Jan we had made it a likable role.
Jan and...
Andrew.
Yes, but I can't remember the name of the character that he played.
It's not Duty.
He's one of the T-Birds.
He is one of the T-Birds.
Jan and... Whatever.
Andrew.
Andrew. Well, okay, yes. Andrew, but...
Or as the paparazzi call them, Jandrew.
Cute.
It is.
Their interactions together were adorable.
It was a really great cast. The set was great. They got the sound together. I was very, very proud of it, but... And I should say that I shouldn't really be proud of it. I should say I'm proud of them.
Right. I am shocked that was a middle school production.
And I got a lot of grief from Mike on the show this week or last week for going to all three shows. And one thing...
Wouldn't you?
Well, he said that might be over the top. But one thing I didn't address is that because I've been hosting talent shows and doing stuff with schools, these two schools, for the past 3 or 4 years, I've literally seen a lot of these kids grow up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very rewarding for me to see so many kids that I've known for a long time on the stage doing all that stuff. So round of applause for everybody. And I thought it was great, except for the people that we mentioned on last week's show, which was just, perhaps not in the best judgment to go.
And I might not ever say it again, but Rob.
Yes?
You were correct.
Do you know that even that last night when I was totally at ease and really enjoying myself, I was still ready to step in at any moment. I had my plaid tuxedo jacket in the trunk of my car.
I knew it was in the car.
And I had patter ready to go.
And that was why when we followed you back to your house before we went to the dinner party.
Oh, my God. And all our prep, I didn't mention the fact that you got invited to the after party.
The after party.
It was like going to Ivy, but in, you know,
it was
Loudoun
awesome.
County.
Spagnos. Spagnos?
Spagnos.
You know what? In my hometown, this is so awful.
Yes.
This is what confused me. There's an Italian restaurant called Spagna's.
Of course there is.
And I got those two confused.
Is that also a Wolfgang Puck property?
No, it's not.
Really?
No, sorry, Bob.
Okay. So we did not go to Spagna's, nor nor Chasen's.
But no,
the Brown Derby.
We stopped by your house. You picked up a couple of bottles of wine, and I saw you open your trunk and you were like pushing people away, and I knew it was because
it was the plaid jacket.
You didn't want anybody to see.
You know, in the Batman movie, when he opens the almost like hermetically sealed case,
mm-hmm.
and the bat suit is in there?
Yes.
That's how I store the plaid jacket. And it's there, beautiful, ready to go, cummerbund, everything. So the play
Cumberbund,
was
I barely know her.
So the play was great.
We are both running on no sleeves.
And I am so pleased that you guys came, and I do want to thank you guys because
I want to thank your friends, the Supper Club.
Oh, they're great, aren't they?
For asking us to come over for the after party. That was the sweetest thing ever. And I wish we could have stayed longer, but
you have dog issues.
Well, we recorded, we went to the show.
Oh, that's right. You had been out. It had already been a long day for you.
Yeah. And we had to go home and find what accidents could have happened.
Yeah. Other dog issues, including dog issue.
There were no dog issues.
Oh, that's fantastic.
They didn't eat anything. They didn't go anywhere.
Did they grab champagne foil and bite you? I feel bad about that. Break the skin?
No.
Okay.
No, it wasn't anything like that. It was like when you tug on a rope.
Yeah, but he lunged a little.
I mean, maybe I'm more forgiving.
It's the ladies who lunge.
Because I love them the most.
I know you do.
I do.
You love them so, as
he
Oscar says.
He was just trying to get it back.
You love so hard.
I love so hard.
You really do. So the Supper Linus. Club that we have discussed on this podcast in the previous
the
episodes.
The coolest, sweetest, most welcoming group of people. You have some good friends, man.
And you know what? Present company included. But we have four couples that are in the Supper Club, and three of them had kids that were in the show Grease. And the fourth couple are so close that they actually came one night to see it as well.
I thought that was awesome.
And we thought about like going out to a place and grabbing a few drinks and letting the kids have a cheeseburger or whatever. And Christy...
With that, like, how many kids are there between you?
There's a lot of them. There's a lot.
I mean, I couldn't... Like, I saw, like, all the kids in the living room, and then I was told there were, like, more.
Well, I've got...
In the basement.
I've got my two. The Talamys have three. The Feuerbachs have two. And the Chubbucks have 70.
Mm-hmm.
70 children.
I know. She told me.
A lot of children.
She said she even, like, adopted one.
But she has. She really has. She has a Jabril.
I know.
She has an older Jabril.
She was like, I am the blind side. She's hysterical, too.
So the Christy, who, by the way, first thing she did is cornered me, and I think she even cornered you, that we called her a lady on the show.
Oh, she was
that
mad.
Lady.
She didn't,
and then when I said she was lovely, she said, I think she's holding out for sexy. So I don't know. I'm just going to call her Christy from now on because everything I say.
If you're afraid to say it, I'll say it about all of them.
What's that?
Some hot ladies in that group.
You see, you say it then. Because
I can freely say, Dan,
they're lovely.
There are some good looking women over there in the Supper Club.
Yeah, he nodded.
He's nodding.
Not even a thumbs up for that. Because you know where? If either of us were to say that, no good would come of it.
Oh, yeah. I guess I am your wife.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
There is that. But yeah, they were fantastic. And so instead of going out and dropping $1,000 at a local restaurant, Christy went to Target and she said, everything you see before you was purchased in 15 minutes.
I love that.
And what was so neat.
That's one of my favorite like ways to sort of have an impromptu is everybody just, Okay, bring something.
Bring something. And
Doesn't matter what it is.
And for the first 90 minutes, every 11 or 12 minutes, a frozen pizza came out of the oven.
I know, there would be like a ding.
And then people would graze by and grab a piece of pizza. It was a great party, and I thought it was a wonderful thing that they included you guys, because it's, you know, sometimes people get stressed out when worlds collide, and that's my... You know, you're
I couldn't have felt
radio buddy
at
of mine
ease.
And the Supper Club people, and it was wonderful.
I really felt just welcome. I didn't even talk to you and Carrie the whole time.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Oh, over yourself.
But then we had talked, you know, for the whole...
We talk a lot.
For 12 years we've been talking, so it's okay. Yeah. It's fine.
Actually, I think it's been longer than that.
Has it really?
I moved here and started working at WJFK at the end of 1999.
So yeah, it's been like 15 years. Going on 15 years.
Well, no, yeah. It's
going on 15 years.
14
Because keep in mind, for a while, I played hard to get.
You heard the words Carole King and you threw yourself at my feet. You
started unbuttoning my shirt. But you know, people talk about the sexual tension in the room.
There's not any.
Sure, let's say that. But the you and I we immediately hit it off like siblings.
Yes.
Is what it is. And I do recall.
I I'm a ball buster for sure.
Sure.
But that's all that would ever...
One of the few times I received proper discipline at WJFK, there was one time that we were doing a remote broadcast that involved driving around, and I was put in the back of like a station wagon back when they made station wagons. And when we got out...
They're bringing them back, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure they're great. Retro. So I got out of it and my feet had fallen asleep, and Don asked me, Rob, how do you feel? And I said, are you kidding me? I've got worse circulation than the Washington Times. Which, as you can tell, is a killer line. But
only for me.
But no, the problem is that they were the main sponsor of the midday program.
Oh, that's right.
The G. Gordon Liddy Show.
I know,
because
that's
exclusively
the show that I...
They read exclusively from that paper each and every day.
Every damn word.
If you want really the secret to great radio, if you want to know why this podcast is failing, it's because we don't sit down and read from the newspaper.
We're not reading enough newspapers on air.
I was called in, sat down, and explained how, even though, Mr. Spiewak, you are precious more than an intern, your words carry weight on our station.
Somebody spoke that well at our...
No, what they said is you f***ed up.
Did they have... Was it someone that... You're going to have to beep that.
Yes, I will. Yes. And I plan on it.
Was it someone that had a lot of skin tags?
No, no, no.
Was it someone that dressed in very nice suits?
No. It was someone who was dainty and small.
Oh, that late in the game.
Yeah, it was that era. So yeah, and you know what? He and I got along very well, but I believe he was smirking at the end, but the whole tenor...
He had a good sense of humor.
The tenor of the conversation... Yeah, he had a good sense of humor and tiny, tiny handwriting. The entire tenor of the conversation was...
He did.
How could someone so insignificant in the grand scheme of things totally screw up a buy that big? But anyway, so that was something that I regret saying. And now I forget where the story had started.
We're both sleep deprived.
We are on fumes.
How did this story start? We've known each other for a long time. The supper club.
I got disciplined.
I got disciplined.
Because you used to run.
Last night.
Yeah. Problem is, we're sleep deprived.
You should. Last night, I couldn't get to sleep at all.
No, no, no. Okay, so the problem is that.
You should have cut that beginning a little tighter. Oh my God, I just killed you with my words.
You did.
I've never seen your face fall so fast.
You threw that on me 18 seconds before we hit the air that you wanted that record.
That's not even true.
It's about right.
No,
I
said we need some sort of sleepwalking. We've all been having sleep issues.
And what did I do is I used my audio ninja skills to provide you with three choices and five that you declined. But the reason
because they were not appropriate.
The reason, they weren't like racially insensitive. They just weren't
they
funny.
Just, exactly.
Do you want to hear when I was disciplined? Because you used to run the dumb button for the Don and Mike show.
Uh-huh.
And I used to hang around you and talk to you. And they said, do you know her job and our license is predicated on her listening to this program?
You got in trouble for talking to me?
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
I couldn't talk to you while the show was on.
Who? Oh, I know who.
Sure. In any case, yes. I did get in trouble for talking to you.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. Because during the show, it was one of the rare moments when I wasn't producing the show because I kept getting that job, got that job 8, 9, 10 times.
Kept losing it, too.
Kept losing it, too. Well, you have to lose it to get it.
Yes, true.
And every time the salary was just a little lower.
Mm.
But when I wasn't producing the show, if I wasn't on air, I was sort of standing by on call.
Right.
And there was not much to do. And so let's go to Katie and talk about Carole King. Well, that had to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How far into it of me being the censor did that happen?
Pretty quick. Probably a month. And I remember
the overlap of, that had to happen right away.
And you were brokenhearted because you thought I didn't like you anymore, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure I noticed. Right as you took a drink.
I'm sure you did. But let's get to the topic. We really have planned a show.
I had no idea.
We really have planned a show. Now, you see, today's show is really based on the fact that we're all having sleep issues.
We're all.
Last night, I didn't get to sleep at all.
No, no, no. I was up late last night trying to get the equipment worked out for Mike's move to Florida.
Can I interrupt for just a second?
Sure. Why start now?
Yeah.
What?
Whenever you play something that I know the words to and there is a microphone in front of me.
You're going
to
sing it.
I am going to sing along.
Make a note, Dan. Only instrumental records from now on.
I'll make up my own words.
Yeah, you'll just start singing along to Green Onions.
Or I'll just start hating stuff. I don't know.
Green Onions will start and you'll go, a doom, 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 doom. She's singing the bass line.
I hate instrumentals.
So
and you. I hate you too.
So I was working on this thing and we were supposed to meet at about 9 and it involved me being here and Oscar being in downtown because it's a remote thing. And we had to test the.
So 9 p.m.?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we finally got on it at about 10:30. And because I had one button improperly engaged on the board, it took till midnight or a little after.
All because of you.
Because of me.
The greatest board op in the world.
Yeah. Worst engineer, great board op.
Okay.
You know what? I will say this. Oscar is fearless because he will go in and tackle any project ever.
I get it. And you know what?
He pulls me along for the ride sometimes.
He can turn his brain around in different directions. And I do think like on some level, he and I sort of can do that. I think that's when...
Your talking skills definitely overlap.
One reason why I made myself a little bit invaluable at WJFK was because I worked so closely with the engineers.
And you knew how to do it.
I knew how to do stuff that nobody else did.
Well, Oscar is fearless and he
not
says...
Not much.
Well, Oscar said, a studio in D.C.? I can build a studio in D.C. Well, the thing is, he's never done it before. He just knew he could.
But he's smart.
He really is.
People,
brilliant.
People,
honestly,
they
brilliant.
They completely underestimate not just how smart he is, but his work ethic is insane.
Oh, it's scary. Makes me look like garbage. And you know what? That's not easy to do. I'm a guy who does get things done when I'm tasked with something. And mm-hmm. I do get my job done. I've never failed anyone. But Oscar.
Never.
Seldom.
Okay.
Have I ever failed you?
Let me think about it.
Good. Thanks for being on my side.
Do you need I'm sure that you have not.
Okay. Thank you. But I feel, next to Oscar, woefully inadequate because he is just, he works fast and he's fearless and he gets stuff done. So
that fearless thing, though, I mean, it really is just
there is
what
nothing
makes
he,
him so, he's just a great guy.
There's nothing he won't take on. So he said, well, we can make it so, you know, the studios speak. And I said, sure. So we're talking to each other last night and I can't make my side work. And it always is something simple. It was one button.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have the send engaged. And that means very little to many people. But it is on an entire 24 channel board. It is one button the size of a Tic Tac. And if it's not in, the sound won't go. And what was so frustrating is he could hear me perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't hear him. And we couldn't spot. So anyway, we got it all worked out. So I had a late night last night. And you've had a week.
I've been having sleeping problems for about a week now, to the point like Dan has said, all right, like let's try other things. How about you go up to bed early?
Shut up. Okay. I see what you mean.
Yeah, you go up to bed early, maybe read a little bit.
Sure. From the Washington Times?
From the Washington Times? The Washington Times.
The Washington's premier newspaper.
I'll send the puppies up when they're ready to go to bed.
Right.
And then, you know, if I peek my head in and you are sound asleep, I'm going to go sleep in the guest room.
Okay.
He's just like, I don't, because I've been running on maybe 2-3 hours a night.
And you know what? You can maybe, as a grown-up, you can do that one night a month. But if it becomes a sequence of stuff, you start hallucinating.
The worst.
You feel ill. You have like flu-like or hangover-like symptoms.
Yeah. You feel like you have a hangover and you haven't had a drop. So
I feel like I've had a hangover and I've had a lot to drink. So I guess the truth lies in the middle.
The worst night was Tuesday night where I had...
Oh, because you missed happy days.
I was about two chapters into a book.
Uh-huh.
And I finished the book.
Was it the Holy Bible?
Mm-mm.
Spoiler alert.
Boats. So I finished that book and it's about 2 o'clock in the morning and I'm so wide awake. I'm like, it's a series. I might as well get the next one. So I start reading the next one. I finished that one.
But if you start a book at two in the morning, you've got a problem no matter what.
Right. And that's why I was completely lost.
You're at fault.
I didn't know what to do. I can't take any, like, there's no medicine I can take at 2 o'clock in the morning. There's not really.
NyQuil. NyQuil gives you like, well, you know what?
I don't think, because I have to take certain things for my jaw.
And you're not massive like me, so you probably get more than a 6-hour ride out of NyQuil.
Oh, are you kidding me? I'd be out for 18 hours.
See, NyQuil, I got to take a second hit of NyQuil.
No.
Yep. Halfway through the night.
NyQuil, one.
And when it wears off, I wake up like, like I'm coming up from the ocean depths.
I come out of it like I'm walking in slime. Like I'm just slow and
wow. No. NyQuil is a wonderful sleep. Isn't it?
I do not think so. Have you tried the NyQuil Z?
No, is that for like the kids?
No, it's just the. It's.
I thought it was called NyQuilz.
I think NyQuil makes it. It's just the sleepy part.
Yeah, I take it right before the Mike O'Mara show.
Keeps you even.
But we're not the only ones who have had sleeping issues. Now I've not had sleeping. I have not had sleeping issues. I just didn't have a lot of time to sleep.
Right.
But.
So I haven't been sleeping at night. But Dan, on the other hand,
the man dozes and locomotes.
Nobody's going to get this, by the way.
Santo and Johnny, the song is called Sleepwalk.
Yes.
Shazam it! All right?
Shazam! I love this song.
I love this song.
We are so related.
So, you know what the song has?
It's creepy.
Has atmosphere. It's just got a rich atmosphere. But
it's such a great song.
What night? Was it Tuesday night?
It's a Wednesday night.
Wednesday night.
Yeah. So it was the night after.
By the way, Wednesday is when this show drops.
So Tuesday night was my really bad sleep night.
Right.
Wednesday night was the night where I had a hard time falling asleep, and then I wake up. And Dan is not, he's standing, so at the foot of our bed against the wall.
Okay, now, I'll speak for the gentleman of the crowd. Let's describe your bedroom. Is it when you sleep, is it really, really dark?
Yes.
Because our room doesn't get very dark because we usually keep our door cracked and the kids keep the bathroom light on as mm-hmm. like a safety thing. Mm-hmm. And then I've got one of them projector alarm clocks that puts the time up on the ceiling. And Carrie's got a fairly bright alarm clock.
Well, usually there is no light whatsoever in the room.
And that's what they say is best.
But I had left the closet light on. So there's like a little bit of light.
Just enough to make it horrifying.
Yeah, just enough. Just enough. It's like seeping through the sill of the door.
Seepage.
And gross. So I wake up and like my eyes adjust and I'm like, oh God, what's Dan doing?
At any point, do you reach over to see if Dan's still in bed with you? Because then it could be a third in the room.
No, because it's clearly him. When I first... I'm not going to ask
how you know that in silhouette, but...
Well, I...
Is he wearing a hat?
Not everyone sleeps naked, by the way. Dan sleeps like an Eskimo. We're the opposite... Hold on. Yeah.
And how does one sleep like an Eskimo? With a whale blubber lamp?
We are the sort of opposite of what the way most couples sleep.
But they're cousins.
I'm the one that runs hot.
Yeah, you do.
And he's the one that runs cold.
All right.
So he sleeps in like sweatpants and like a sweatshirt and like all the blankets.
What planet is he from?
I don't know. Me, I don't sleep in that much clothing.
You're welcome, gentlemen.
I'm just gonna leave it there because I don't want to go into.
Let me ask a question, and I don't want to turn this, you know, untoward.
Okay.
But sometimes when I'm trying to regulate my temperature, I find it best. This is gross. With one leg out.
Yes.
You do that?
I have to stick one foot out of the blanket. Because if my foot feels good, my foot's nice and cool.
Yeah.
Everything's good. Some people talk about the other side of the cool side of the pillow, which is good in its own right. But man, I get so hot sometimes if I just stick one foot out into the cold air.
I can't do the pillow thing because I sleep with like 7 pillows.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm a pillow junkie.
Okay.
It's really awkward. And I've got firm and soft pillows.
We have 3 each.
Do you alternate them?
No, I have one that I sleep on, one that I sort of squish up and hug underneath my chin, and then one that I put behind all of those so my head doesn't hit the wall.
Carrie has one pillow that she puts...
You know, when we're having...
Yeah, I know.
I'm kidding.
In a similar vein, Carrie has a pillow that she uses...
Similar vein, I get jokes.
Carrie uses a pillow to make sure that I can't rub up against her at night, just in case. That's the pillow.
Don't touch me.
Tell me about it. Oh, well, that pillow has become almost useless since we've introduced a dog.
I do wear clothes
to
bed.
He's a walk-in, talk-in hybrid contraceptive.
Well,
but you know what? He's not really a contraceptive.
We lock the dogs out of the bedroom.
Okay, well, I think that's best.
Because
who knows what would happen.
Linus knows we're talking about him.
He does.
He's like, I heard my name.
I heard him. But anyway, so yeah, I'm a pillow junkie, and I tend to use a firm, soft pillow distribution. But
God, you're so anal.
I'm not even gonna say anything to that.
You shouldn't. So I wake up and my eyes adjust, and I think the reason that I woke up was because A, I wasn't sleeping very well, and B, I sort of felt Dan get up and he starts talking.
Oh wait, I've got a different record then.
This is much better. This is it.
Okay. Now, I have a question for you. As we have the Good Sounds of the Romantics
playing
behind us, you realized that he had gotten up.
Mm-hmm.
Was he talking when you woke up?
Yes.
Did you think he was talking to you, or did you realize?
I thought, because often, not every night.
Oh, hold on 1 second. He was talking in his sleep on KCJJ. I have to.
It's okay.
We have an affiliate now. I'm serving the... serving the client.
It's good. So every once in a while, like, the dogs will wake up and paw at the door, and they need to go out. Okay.
All right. Understood.
So I thought maybe that was going on, but then I was like,
why is he talking?
Dogs are sound asleep, except for Judd, who is squished up against me and looking at me like, Mama, I don't know what's going on. But I'm sleepy, and Daddy is making a commotion.
Oh, a ruckus. Can you describe the ruckus?
Yes.
So, just as a reset, because I imagine there's lots of people joining us in progress, I realize now the stupidity of this question, but let's progress forward.
Uh-huh.
You are sleeping, and I forget, you are now on the left side of the bed as you face down, right? So, if you're laying on your back, you're on the left side of the bed.
Yes.
Okay. At the bottom left corner of the bed, Dan is standing there.
Bottom right corner.
So catty corner to you.
Catty corner to me.
And Judd. And he's fully clothed.
Who's scooched up against me, like in my little armpit.
Now, do you hear him talking words or just hear like sound?
No, it's words.
Okay, words.
Which is where I get really confused.
Okay.
Because then I'm like, okay, well, I guess the dogs have to go out, and he's just pitching another fit because he has to let the dogs out, and it's a whole
thing. But his tone wasn't that of pitching a fit, was it?
No, which is where I was a little confused.
All right.
So
I'm going to call in your skills of mimicry here.
So here's what Dan is doing. I got this. I just got to figure it out. I can do this. I can figure this out. All I gotta do is move a few things around, and I got this. These are quotes.
Okay.
And then at that point, he goes over to the dresser.
Yes.
And puts both hands on the dresser like sort of spread out from himself.
Sort of like a Capone pose.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. I never would have, but yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
This is why we and have two, like, minds working as one.
And he goes, I can do this. I know what to do. I can figure it out. This is a man who was working on a schedule before he went to bed, clearly.
Obviously.
Yes. And now, do you have an appearance tonight?
Same shirt. I know.
I was just wondering. I wore the same outfit I wore last night.
It was, don't derail a wonderful story, but yes, I'm wearing an appearance shirt.
Okay. Because
you know what? It was nice weather in the District of Columbia today.
It was nice.
Yeah. And when I headed down to the Brooklyn of D.C., Glover Park.
Hey.
I want to look nice.
I lived there for 12 years.
I think you're probably the primary reason for the resurgence.
I'm the reason that Oscar lives there.
Why are
that's
you being,
a, that's my old building.
Why are you being defensive? I just handed you a compliment.
I'm not, but it'll come into play later.
Okay, so.
But this
he's got this.
He's got this. So then I'm like.
Where is your level of confusion now?
My level of confusion is he awake?
Okay so you don't even, you've not determined that he's sleepwalking.
No, yet. He's, because he's making sense. So I don't know if, and I'm just like, why are you keeping me up, man? You know I've been having a hard time sleeping.
Dude, hey, buzzkill.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, man.
But.
Dude, with the talking.
So I'm like, oh, I don't think he's knowing. So
did you say something to him?
This is where I, like, I noodle it through before I say anything.
Good, because I think a lot of people know from watching.
But you have to understand, I was confused too.
A lot of people know from watching Three Stooges shorts that it's dangerous to wake a sleepwalker.
Now, listen,
he's going to come at you with an ice pick.
There's only two of us.
At this point.
Of the Stooges. Okay.
Well, there's dogs.
Okay, fine. There's four that's Stooges.
There's, of course, there's Katie, Dan, Presley, and Shemp.
Judd. Shemp was not in our house.
I really didn't think that would be the part of that sentence that would bother you.
Really? he was like the C team of the Stooges.
Yeah, he really was. He was sort of, you know,
that's
we're gonna
why move. I got mad. Shemp's not in my house.
Call down to AA and say, good news, Shemp, you're going to the big show.
Judd's not the brightest, but we're not calling him Shemp. That's just mean.
Okay, well, I'm glad you didn't speak, because that's the only reason you've cheated death. Because
that's not true.
He would have, you know what? He would have been in the sock drawer and out would come some sort of Turkish scimitar.
No, he keeps his knife in his pants pocket.
I know, but does he sleep with his knife?
No, it's in the pants pocket, like on the floor beside the.
This is what I had envisioned, is so, that kind of sword.
Like a scimitar.
Exactly what I just said.
Oh.
You should listen to the show. It's very entertaining.
I don't listen to you.
I know. That's the part you don't listen to.
I'm not sorry.
I know.
Okay.
You've never been happier.
I know. I'm like delighted. I can't even explain.
Okay, so you are now in bed.
Yes. I'm sitting up.
And he's standing at the dresser like Jack Palance in Batman.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sitting up.
I've got this.
Presley is sitting at the end of the bed looking at him.
So bothered.
She's concerned. I mean, her little ears are like perked up.
Oh, serious ears.
Like, she has the serious
These
ears.
These are not, do you want to go for a ride
Presley
ears?
Is probably the most empathetic pup I have ever met.
Okay.
Judd just confused.
Right.
Okay, so I sat up and
maybe
he
she's
just,
feeling empathy for Judd.
No, I sat up and Judd just flopped back in his spot.
Okay.
This is when I'm like, okay, trying to think back to, I used to sleepwalk a lot from the time of I was a little kid all the way through. I've done it since we've been married.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Not since I started taking pills before bed, though.
Okay. Well, good. The anti-sleepwalking pills.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever been dangerous. The most dangerous thing I ever did was like take a shower and make my lunch and get ready to go at 2 o'clock in the morning.
How dare you?
I know. So
I just figured out the reason I don't sleepwalk. It's the exertion. I talk in my sleep because that's easy.
I definitely talk. I think that's, yeah, Dan's nodding. But so I was like, okay, what do I do here? Like, I don't want to argue with him. So I'm like, I was thinking, okay, well, he's obviously, this is work related.
Yeah.
So I was like, why don't you put the work away?
Now, when you said this, did you approach him?
No, I dare not get out of bed.
Well, there's not sharks on the carpet. You're not playing that game.
He could take me down, like...
I know. So yeah. You're yelling this across the room?
No, it's not. It's not yelling. I'm trying to have soothing, dulcet tones, okay?
I'm guessing that right now you and he are approximately the same distance apart that you were when this was going down, if you'll pardon the expression.
Do you want to hold a microphone over by him so we can figure out, like, I'm talking to him like a normal person would talk to you in the room, but I'm trying to be soothing about it.
Give me a very accurate recreation of what you said.
Do you want me to hold the microphone away a little bit?
No, I want everyone to hear it.
Why are you being such an ass?
I want the tone. Okay. The tone is what I want.
The tone. I'm like, hey, baby, you know, why don't we put the work away? We can work on this in the morning. Why don't we just get back in bed? You know, we can snuggle a pup. Presley's waiting for you. Let's just lay down.
And then what do he say?
I can figure it out.
Oh, so it doesn't even... it's not even registering.
No, it registered. That was his answer, was like, almost like, don't mess with me, woman.
Yeah.
I got this.
Talk to the hand.
I got this.
All right. Is he still straddling the dresser? Not straddling, but using his hands on the dresser.
No, at this point, he's kind of pacing slowly at the foot of the bed.
You see, this would...
And he's doing the running his hands through his hair.
Well, he's got beautiful hair. No one can fault him there.
He has hockey hair.
But what's great is I know him as you know, I know him fairly well. I would call him beyond an acquaintance and beyond a friend. He's a buddy of mine.
He is a buddy of yours.
But that would freak me out. Even though that's work, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
And you know Work Dan.
Work Dan is way different than
But you don't want Work Dan when you want Dan. Right?
I don't want Work Dan when I want Dan sleeping.
Right. And that's Dan at that time.
Yeah.
And so what he's done is he's taken...
I feel like we're speaking another language. Are we having Thai food tonight? Dan noodles.
He, even in his subconscious, took an adversarial tone with you.
Well, it wasn't adversarial. It was more...
Dismissive,
yes. Like... Just leave me alone.
And how did that make you feel?
Well, Dr. Phil, it makes me feel dismissed.
But were you...
No,
Was it weird?
No, because I've been there, but like from the other side of it.
Okay.
And hearing other people dealing with me as a sleep talker and sleepwalker, I was just trying to sort of, I was awakened because I wasn't very asleep to begin with. I think is probably why I woke up so easily.
Understood. Dan, do you have a moment? Because this is when I'd like to introduce you.
Dan, can you come here into moment? This? Yes.
Oh, Danny boy.
Playing him in now. He was just across the hall taping a special. What memories do you have of this situation?
Slim to none.
None?
I very vaguely remember her telling me to get back into bed. Then I got back in bed and went to sleep.
And does that jive with what you said? Or jibe, as we'll talk about in a moment?
Yeah, it's got to be jibe.
Uh-huh.
It does, but I think it took a little longer than what he might be reflecting.
Okay, in a casual but accurate estimate,
mm-hmm.
How long do you think it took you from the beginning of the, oh my God, he's pacing,
uh-huh.
to get him back in bed?
10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. It was a while. It was to the point, like, at one point,
Did you ever, like, get up and approach him, or you always stayed in bed?
No, I always stayed in bed because I could tell he didn't really know where he was going.
Right.
The room was so dark.
Right.
Presley got, like, sort of, not agitated, but, like, upset enough that she started walking around the room.
Well, because it's dark and it's night and it's not usual to have you guys talking.
Or to have Daddy just like
pacing, right?
Like walking around the
and
room,
stroking his gorgeous hair,
right?
Dan, so, thank you. I think.
Well,
we're done
I mean,
with you.
He was clearly he was clear. Well, hold on, just wait a second, because I have a question for you too.
Oh, I didn't know.
He was clearly kind of stressed.
Well, yeah.
I think that was
sleepwalking doesn't come out of people being at perfectly at ease.
So this is my question for you. We do the same
shock jock.
The same job. There's a lot.
What?
You could have totally... Thank you.
Okay, that's my opening a wine bottle again.
You have to... I mean, you got to get the sound in there.
It wasn't like the initial opening of a wine bottle.
Guess you do need that corkscrew.
Yeah, I told you.
I didn't know you were going to polish up the whole bottle.
It wasn't a whole bottle.
Well, okay, fine. So we schedule a lot of teachers.
Right.
And it's a lot more than what it sounds like it entails for me. And I think that's what really made me not sleep on Tuesday
mm-hmm.
was I, like we mentioned, we scheduled teachers.
Right.
To teach.
Teach. As teachers do.
Yes. Well, I manage.
Birds gotta fly. Singers gotta sing. Teachers gotta sing.
Like, I'll never talk about like the company that we work for. And right. for the record, we both love.
Best Buy.
We love who we work for.
That's right.
I've made some amazing friends. I love my boss. They're awesome. But I had three teachers going to the same school.
Right.
And I didn't have enough teachers in my staffing pool, my immediate staffing uh-huh. pool, in my location to fill these three slots.
Okay.
So I had to have car services pick each one of them up to take them from Manhattan.
Right.
To Long Island.
That's a long haul.
For a 6 p.m. class. So it's a long haul and
traffic.
It's rush hour-y.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's more than rush hour-y. Yeah. It's rush hour.
Yeah. And then let me just, that was the first night that this was going to happen. And then on top of that, it's going to happen every Tuesday and Thursday for the next 9 weeks.
But it really should, the details should work themselves out. It should get easier as a routine starts to happen.
Well, yeah. God, I hope so, because Tuesday night did not go well.
But so they all, did all three of them have the same embarkation and disembarkation plan?
No. That's why they all have three different cars.
Oh, boy. So what you've got is like the Amazing Race.
I don't know how I didn't throw up at some point. Like, I couldn't even, I was so nervous and so like distraught about the whole thing. I didn't even drink anything on Tuesday.
You know what?
That's when I know like I'm really screwed up.
I've done that before. When you get so worked up and so upset that you don't even drink, you're past that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. And that, I think that is, you know, we laugh about it, that we are like brother and sister. There is a, really? Wow.
We've never taken a break.
We need to take a break. But I will say this. One similarity that we truly have is that we really flip out about stuff that's out of our control.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's not a healthy thing.
No. And I don't, it is OCD.
Absolutely.
It really, really is. We both have OCD that manifests itself in different ways.
True enough.
I have some real issues that we shouldn't go into.
Mm-hmm.
And so do you. That we shouldn't go into.
Not just now. But keep in mind that we're doing this podcast for the long haul.
True. Sorry, I sound so far away.
Well, you're putting the champagne down.
Putting the champagne down.
Yeah, you said, hey, you don't have enough bubbles, you jerk.
Did you? Like,
that's putting the champagne down.
Did you
down.
Bring this glass out for me on purpose? Because this is a gorgeous glass.
Oh, that's one of my disposable champagne. I'll show you some of my
that
beautiful.
That is not disposable.
I'll show you some of my beautiful champagne
It's
glasses.
Really glass.
Yeah, it is. I'll show you. I got prettier ones.
All right, fine.
One of my OCD things, I love glassware.
Oh, I know. I've been upstairs.
I know.
It's
running
almost,
out of cabinets.
It's almost like your microphone. No, actually, I think it's worse than your microphone.
All right, let's okay. break because Steve is going to cancel us. But
yes.
So you got him in bed after 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And then he did sleep and he didn't remember it.
He went back to sleep. And then the next morning I said, do you have any recollection about? Because I woke up and I was like, please get me a cup of coffee.
Something, anything.
I didn't. I'm
Did
sorry.
He say?
No, this is.
I got it. I can take care of it.
No.
The coffee. I got it. I can take care of it.
No.
Let
no.
me move a few things around. I got it.
No, I was like, I'm sorry. I am struggling this morning. I have a meeting in like an hour. Can you please? I'm going to jump in the shower to wake myself up.
Wow.
If there's any way you could get me a cup of coffee. Because I think that night I maybe got 2.5.
Oh, and by the time after he's had his incident, you're done.
Oh, no. I'm like, I feel like I'm on like bed watch.
Right. Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
I'm like, do I tape him down?
Yeah,
like, what do I do?
For your own safety.
Yeah, no, but Presley was all like.
Worked up.
She
Everything's
was,
off.
She was so upset about it. So I was like, could you get me a cup of coffee? And he's like, yeah, sure. I'll get you a cup of coffee. And then he doesn't like do anything. And I was like, do you know what happened last night? And this is where I start to get just a little bit pissy.
Yeah.
Because it was his fault.
Of course.
It was his fault.
The only experience.
So I tell him.
Oh, you told him the whole thing?
I told him the whole thing.
Did he believe it?
Absolutely. He was like, because you can kind of tell that he might sort of remember it, like it was a dream.
There's
because
nothing to counteract it.
No.
Right.
And there's like this twinkle in his eye and this smile on his face. And he's like, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. I'm going to get you a cup of coffee.
And I bet he did.
He did.
Excellent. Now, Dan, real quick, before we close, and you can yell this answer, were you on any medications that night, like an Ambien or anything?
No.
The best sleep talk that I ever got from, and I talk, you know, as much I talk in real life, I talk through the night as well. But Carrie will occasionally sleep talk. I did not know one night that Carrie had taken an Ambien from me.
Uh-huh.
And we were laying in bed. You know, it's quiet. And, you know, you normally we get down to bed and, yeah, we put ourselves down to bed like we're kids. We put ourselves down.
I'm going to put myself down now.
And then there's, you know, there's chatter and we talk about stuff and then it's done, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that we'd gotten to the done part. And then there's like maybe 4 minutes where we're not saying anything. And she says, hey. And I said,
I'm sorry.
What? Because you've done the Ambien thing and it's wonderful.
Yeah. No, I hate Ambien.
I love it. Oh my God. I'm going to have 2 bottles of wine and Ambien and I'll see you on Tuesday. And she says, hey. I said, what? She says, do you see that?
Oh my God.
I said, what? She said, over there. The light. I said, what? What color is it? Green. Don't you see the light? And I looked, I said, the clock on the VCR? This is how long ago it is. She says, it's watching you.
What?
What? The light is watching you.
No more Ambien for Carrie.
Oh, it doesn't work for her anymore. It just makes her groggy.
Clearly.
Yeah, but she was... And the thing that and I talked her through it, and eventually I said, are you okay? She says, yeah, I took one of your pills, one of your sleeping pills.
She had the wherewithal to tell you.
Yeah, but keep in mind, I had no idea that she was medicated. And when she says, the light, it's watching you.
I got this.
Yeah, but the thing, in retrospect, and I've thought about this a lot, it wasn't watching her. The light was watching me. So, that's all I got.
Watch out. They're watching you.
Dan, you watch your ass. Right on. All right. Now that we've done about an hour of a show, we'll take a short break. Come back with your questions. I want to thank everyone for submitting questions.
Man,
this week.
We got a lot of questions.
Remember, you can private message us on Facebook or do the Twitter thing. We'd love to entertain your questions, and we will entertain them, and hopefully you, when we're back. After this, it's Cake and Cookies.
Cake and Cookies, the podcast that has nothing to do with cake or cookies. It's Rob and Katie.
Remember,
I'm going blind.
I told you if you kept that up, you'd go blind. Gotta keep this brief. Now, ostensibly, we're doing questions. But you wanted to talk about sourdough bread?
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
We were talking. Okay, just so you know, folk, we are trying to time it so that when Carrie gets home tonight, there's pizza.
I want food to be waiting for her.
I agree.
Hot when
I
she
agree.
Gets here.
I agree. But then I said, as long as we have bread and butter, Carrie will be happy because one of Carrie's favorite things is a loaf of fresh bread that she can toast and have with butter.
Right. And then ding dong, Dan chimes in with...
Ding dong Dan? Is that his DJ name?
Hey.
Ding dong Dan apparently is a guy who likes sourdough bread.
Only,
and who doesn't?
Only sourdough.
Now, that's Carrie's go-to, but it's not always available.
Well, he says, as a guy who grew up in the San Francisco area,
yeah,
I
didn't realize Harvey Milk was here.
Wait.
But... Sourdough
oh,
is
golly.
Important.
No, he was a short little fella.
Sourdough.
And there's some differences.
Yes, there are. The key component, one of my favorite dinners of all time.
He was a politician. Main difference.
So, a grilled cheese sandwich made on sourdough with provolone and not Kraft Singles, but real American cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I am a real American.
I am a real American.
With tomato soup is one of my favorite dinners of all time. And
you know,
traditional...
I feel like for a woman, that was a pretty good impression.
It was. Who Thank was you. It?
I don't know.
Was it
actually, I'm
Ed
really
Sullivan?
Not sure.
What was that? Jimmy Cagney?
Stop.
But grilled cheese and tomato
James.
Soup. But it's funnier to say Jimmy.
Is it?
Isn't it?
Is it?
Wasn't it?
You lost half our listeners, Rob.
They must be around here somewhere.
Yoo-hoo!
Look at the couch cushions. No, in my house, because Christmas Eve was always so busy, tomato soup and grilled cheese was our traditional Christmas
God,
Eve
I love
dinner.
Tomato soup and grilled
and
cheese.
It's like my favorite thing. But we've elevated it to a new level. Carrie and I, by introducing the sourdough and the multiple cheeses.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was a boy, you were lucky if it just wasn't burned.
I'm about to answer a question that hasn't been asked yet.
Well, hold on. I've got one thing to do first.
Oh, okay.
Because there was just a trace of wine in the previous bottle.
A trace?
How is the champagne
holding
First
of all,
up?
It's a magnum of wine that you just kicked off.
Well, some of us require a magnum.
Who are those people, Rob?
I don't know.
Thank you.
That's a bottle of wine.
So.
Fruit of the vine.
You finished off about a half?
No, it was a glass and a half.
But the crap.
I spilled 2/3 of it.
Okay, now that's valid. I do think you need to get some resolve that...
I'm built on resolve!
Not that... Not the feeling, the emotion, not the... Yeah, you need the cleaning product.
I'll do it. You know what I have? I got a thing. I got a carpet thing. The like the
do
vacuum.
Do you really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Bought that when we got the dog. You need that. Because the dog used to leak.
What kind do you have? No, really?
I believe
what kind
it might be a Bissell.
Really?
Yeah, I rock the Bissell.
Is it the handheld?
No.
It's the big version?
Yeah, boy. And you know what?
Ooh,
it's got
I,
a handheld I, attachment.
Oh, damn it, Dan.
That's you can use it.
That's what I need for my birthday.
Oh, no, no, no.
No, he never got me a birthday present. That was in February. This is the end of March.
You need that anyway, and you need a birthday present. You know what would be nice?
No, that would be my birthday present.
How about a Bissell and 8 dozen roses? Do it, Kanye.
I hate roses. Do you know what that would do to my allergies? I wouldn't be able to do this show for 2 weeks.
We can't have that then. Are there any flowers you like? I guess you really can't do that.
No, I'm not.
How about some statuary?
Statuary?
Like a Maltese Falcon something? I don't know.
Oh, I would love a Maltese Falcon.
They have them. They absolutely have them. Or you know what? Maybe if you wanted to go religious, get the Infant of Prague something.
Dan, did you get me a birthday present?
A party.
You did not get me a party this year. That was last year.
Oh, there's a party in his pants and everybody's coming.
That was last year.
And I think that was your wedding, not the birthday.
No, he there was a party last year at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Oh, I was there.
Yeah, you were.
I remember.
There was an ice luge with my name on it.
I remember. No gifts required.
No.
Did I bring a gift?
No, you didn't need to.
Of course
Why would
not.
You?
Right,
but
right, right.
That, but the thing is Dan... Did you get me a birthday present?
Yes.
And it was?
It was.
Oh, I remember.
We went to dinner and I got you the TV set that Rob...
Yeah, okay. Dinner at the French restaurant at 4:15. I remember that.
Yes, we went to dinner at the restaurant at
or was
4:15.
Or was it really a late lunch?
It's an early bird special. I think that's the best way to put it.
That's right.
He got me the... oh, crap. Fa, fa, fa.
Otis Redding.
Otis Redding.
Oh, he got you the singles?
He got me the singles.
Oh, that's a pretty solid present.
I know, but it was like 3 weeks later. Does it still count?
Yeah, it does.
I think it's just a present at that point.
Okay.
Amazon Prime right after Rob told you.
He did it the day after he saw me fawning over yours.
And you know what? What would have been the best thing of all? If you had just said, oh, I'd love to have that, and I just gave it to you on a thumb drive,
because
then you'd have it and $30.
Can I one-up you?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't.
You do every day.
No, I can't.
What?
It's a secret I can tell you. he bought more than one. But the person who he bought it for listens.
But they don't know their name.
I just ruined somebody's birthday. I don't know why you're laughing so hard.
I'll tell you know why I'm laughing? Because mentally I'm editing this segment.
I hope hope so.
All right, can we move on? Because this is the second segment, and that's when we play America's favorite segment. You know
but
this.
You know what? No. Oh, Jesus.
Questions.
You know, you could not edit this, and we could take that straight into my my in-law outlaw family.
All right, let's do it then. Go ahead.
So
someone's had enough champagne that she's steering. This is like the movie Speed. She's stepping in and driving the bus. Go ahead.
No, if I was driving the bus, I'd be sitting in that chair and I'd be pushing the buttons.
Okay.
But you won't let me do that.
It's my chair.
Fine.
You can touch all the buttons you want, but it's my chair. I'm taking it with me.
I can't touch the buttons from here. I'm not like Rachel Ray, but I can't like get over there.
Buttons.
But my arms aren't.
No, I know. They're proportionate to your body, though.
Yes.
Let's go to the letters, T-Rex.
I'm not like a T-Rex. Okay, so.
We are too much alike.
I want to preface this by saying, I think I have the best in-law family ever.
Okay.
You can say that about yours, but I will argue you down every day of the week.
You know what? I'm going to roll the dice that Carrie's not listening, and I'm going to say I'm not going to argue it.
Okie dokie. Okie dokie.
All right, let's go ahead.
All right. So I have a brother-in-law, and we are technically the only outlaws because Dan and Jill.
Your husband, Jim?
No, my husband, Jill, was where he was going with the whole thing.
Yes.
Because Jill and Dan are the only children, so that means that they have me.
Right.
And Steven.
Right.
Who are the outlaws.
Is he a PH or a V?
He's a PH.
Nice. I like that.
You like that?
Speaking of outlaws, do you know the one time I met Wayne Newton? He called me an outlaw.
Really?
Yeah, it was really weird. I don't know.
Were you like slinging guns?
I swear to God.
Were
I don't,
you wearing a hat?
I don't understand this, is that we all went to see Wayne Newton and we said, won't it be fun if we wear suits? Of course. So we went to the Birchmere in Alexandria.
Okay.
And we get backstage.
What kind of suit were you wearing?
Dark blue suit.
Single-breasted, double-breasted?
A single-breasted.
Like, I need details.
I think it was if I remember right, a single-breasted, dark blue suit, three buttons, because this was 10 years ago.
I want to point out to everyone that's listening, Rob is pretending that he doesn't know exactly how many buttons was on his suit.
No, I know it was a three-button suit. The thing
I know you do.
Guess,
you said, if I remember correctly. You remember correctly. You're OCD.
But what I'm trying to... I can't remember if it was a silver tie or a gold tie. But it was a definitely go-to-hell jackass Las Vegas tie I was wearing.
It was metallic.
It was shiny.
All right.
And I met Wayne before the show, and then I got together with my buddies, Don and Mike, and I think Buzz might have been there. And we got backstage, and we were introduced, and Wayne Newton said, so help me, hand to God. He said, nice to meet you. I've met this outlaw before.
Oh, my God. Had he?
Well, because I'd met him like 20 minutes earlier when I'd come backstage.
Oh. 20 minutes earlier.
But
okay,
he
okay.
called me an outlaw.
Well, that's probably his shtick.
Well, I know it's his shtick, but it's not really great. I mean, I'm not Jesse James.
I mean, I love Wayne Newton. Don't get me wrong, but let's not like...
Later on in the show, I'm going to bring out my trumpet.
Probably.
I've met this outlaw before.
Sure.
One of the greatest moments ever is when he asked us to stand. Like it was a real Las Vegas show. And he said...
Oh, wait. Just the four of you?
In the Birchmere. Birchmere. Trust me. The Birchmere.
Did I overmodulate?
I think
I'm
you're fine.
So sorry.
The Birchmere, trust me, it ain't the Flamingo on the Strip.
You can say what you want about the Birchmere. The Birchmere is the bomb.
I love it.
But, okay. I'm sorry. I was taking you.
But what I'm saying is that Wayne was using shtick that belongs in a huge showroom
at the Birchmere. And it's a tiny place.
And I mean, there's maybe 600 people at the most, maybe closer to four.
Yeah.
And he says,
it's probably more like that, more like four.
We have a few nobles in the audience I'd like to recognize. If the cast of the Don and Mike show could please stand.
And I mean, really, it's like the old Ed Sullivan show when he says, up there in the balcony, we have Buzz Aldrin. And it's like, no one cares.
You know what's
because
really
in
bad?
In the Washington, D.C. area, mm-hmm. the amount of people that would go see Wayne Newton and the amount of people that would listen to the Don and Mike show
doesn't overlap.
No, the Venn diagrams do not touch.
No.
They don't. And
no.
It was, I tell you this, he's a great showman.
You know what also doesn't overlap?
What?
How bad our imitations are. We are not mimics.
No, we're not. And no. I mean, I keep inviting Mike to come over and just do voices.
That's not going to happen.
No, he's busy. We actually spoke to Mike last night about the show. He says, I've listened to all 6 episodes.
He's such a liar.
There's 8.
He doesn't care.
All right. We're in the
He will now.
No, he won't.
Getting to know you.
So we're talking about your in-laws.
Yes.
Okay.
My brother-in-law, Steve, who has married Dan's sister, Jill.
Now, I've never met any of Dan's family. I'd love to.
Oh, but you're going to.
Yes, I will.
Because they have invited you over for dinner once they get back in town.
Excellent. I'll be there with bells on.
Oh, no, no. You're going to have a good time. These are fun,
I don't doubt it.
People.
I would bring a bottle of scotch, except I'm sure that I would disappoint the man.
No, I don't think so. I just think it has
like
to
if
be
I
scotch.
Were to show, let me, because he's a,
wait,
he's a
wait,
scotch
Dan,
enthusiast.
Come over here. Come over here.
If I brought like something as vanilla as a bottle of Chivas.
Dan.
Would that be greeted as a bunt?
Well, wait a minute. Isn't that Jewish?
No. I'm talking about.
Dan's here.
Oh, are we playing him in? I didn't realize that.
Why wouldn't you? Ooh,
Danny boy.
As a rule, we do it once a show, I thought. But would he say that's lazy? I mean, it's sort of the go-to top shelf scotch, but it's not a boutique scotch. Would he go for it?
Oh, no. My family is about drinkability, so we...
So they just want it. Okay.
We'll take anything.
Okay, good.
We're not fancy people.
Cool. And maybe I'm...
When they run out of, like, liquor that they like, Dan's mom hits the gin.
Oh, I'm not a gin guy.
I know you're not, but that's the thing, though.
They get all ginny, and then they change their voicemail.
There was a baseball game once where the...
Oh, gin and baseball?
No, all of the children went to... And the children, that means like me, Dan, Steve, and Jill.
Anyone under the age of 50.
Went to a baseball game.
Yeah.
And we came home, and Sue had run out of regular booze.
Right.
So she started drinking gin, and she, like, in the span of, like, 15 minutes, she tried to take the dog out twice. She was, it's like, Jill just took her to bed.
Yeah. She was having a very Juniperian evening.
They are fun people.
I can't wait.
They're fun, fun people.
I will be
I don't want to say, they're not sloppy. That's not it at all.
Of course not. Who would get that from the story you just told?
No. She just forgot.
Of course.
She was trying to be responsible.
You know what might be better? Maybe I won't bring Chivas, just a big jar of olives.
I think scotch is your best in.
Scotch and a dessert.
Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, he listens to every show.
Well, I very much appreciate that, sir. And keep in mind, I am 43, and I'll pause so you can collect your bets. I really do. I become a 14-year-old around parents, no matter what. I still do.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not good at it.
So here's the thing.
We have a letter.
Pull it down a little bit.
All right.
I'm going to talk over this a little bit.
Well,
so
that's
I don't
you're
have
supposed to.
Okay. So my brother-in-law, Steven.
Yes, with a PH.
And I heart him so much.
Okay, relax.
I love... No, stop. He and I have a bond. I just pounded my chest.
I understand.
As if I were some sort of gangsta.
Yeah. Is your bond more of a Connery or a Roger Moore?
I would say it's a Connery. So he wrote me a message. And
a direct message?
Do you mind if I read it?
On the Facebook? I wish you would.
Okay. So he writes me... There's no like...
You got to start it the way we always start a letter.
Dear Casey, so I'm waiting for at least the smallest shout out on the airwaves. I need my 5 minutes.
Oh, he's needy.
I have heard peripheral mentions of Jill, Sue, Jim, and definitely my dog, Coda.
Oh, that's right, because Coda taught one of your dogs how to pee with the leg up.
Yeah.
Presley, right?
Presley, yeah. He taught Presley how to pee, and she's a little girl, and she pees like a little boy.
Wow, and Linus still squats.
He says, I will accept mentions of the following items.
Okay.
And I will tell you, all of these are true.
Okay.
Our tag team cooking feats of holiday joy.
So you cook with him?
Oh, at holidays?
Yeah.
he is always put in charge of the menu. And it's everything from like ossobuco to, I mean, it's
what
like,
holiday do you cook ossobuco?
That was Christmas.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm jealous.
I mean, we don't do anything like normal on a holiday. It's just a matter of like.
That sounds fantastic.
So without me and Steve, the four of them would just go out for dinner.
Okay.
For holidays. So then Steve comes along and apparently Steve can cook like crazy meals. I have some skills in the kitchen.
Mad skills?
I wouldn't call them mad skills, but I have skills. What is Dan yelling about over there?
I don't know. All I know is I keep looking over and my dog Linus keeps posing like a hunting picture.
His butt is right in Dan's face.
I'm not going to say it's learned behavior, but Linus likes to have his butt rubbed.
Oh.
The rear flank.
I love to have my butt rubbed. Everybody does.
It's nice, right?
No, everybody does. I don't care who you are.
Right?
It's true. So our tag team cooking feats of holiday joy or...
Dan also doesn't bite his nails.
Your lady pup's love of her Uncle Steve.
So...
Presley...
Loves
like
Steve.
Like I said, she loves Steve. When she hasn't seen him for more than a day.
Okay.
She immediately loses all control of her bladder.
Yeah.
As soon as she sees him, she just drops her little self down and pees.
It's odd you should bring it up because, again, this goes back to the time I met Wayne Newton when I spontaneously
I'm
released.
Not sure.
He said,
what?
I've met this outlaw before. And I said, I need some paper towels.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you better get to the bottom of this letter. We just emptied your bottle of champagne. We got to finish the show.
Did I empty it?
Yep.
Oh, oopie. So the whole point is that, yes, my brother-in-law, Steve, not only is he apparently a big listener of
right,
the show.
Right.
He does warrant some message, especially because of.
You did not just say especially.
I might have. I've had a lot to drink and I haven't slept much.
I hate to be the one that informs you of this.
You're cutting me out.
I'm not cutting you off, but we just
No, you're cutting me out.
We just don't have time to talk about Steve.
Getting to know you. Getting to know all.
He's fantastic. He's awesome. He's wonderful. We're a fantastic cooking team. And Presley loves him more than anybody in the whole entire world, including me.
How would Steve and I do together?
Oh, you'd like Steve.
Okay, I like that.
You would like Steve.
Our next question is...
I didn't say he'd like you.
No one likes me.
I'm kidding. No, you two would you would enjoy each other.
This is a great question and something that I don't think I've ever...
Did I ramble on and
no,
you cut
fine.
Me off? Oh, yes, it happened.
No, the punchline was the fact that you read his entire letter and then I said, we're not going to talk about him.
I wasn't
after
sure
we did
what
20
to do.
Minutes. Well, you know what, Steve?
You printed it out. I didn't know what to do.
You printed it out. This is sort of a sizzling topic because one that I don't think I've ever addressed on the air before and one that I count as one of my greatest embarrassments in my broadcast career.
No, this is actually, I feel this is a bigger, I'm sorry, this is a bigger embarrassment for me
well, I think
than it was for you.
We talked about it and I think it's a three-way tie between you and me and the engineering department.
I mean, I didn't know, but I still
Well, let's
feel,
get to the letter okay. and we'll explain
okay,
it.
Okay.
It reads, Dear Casey.
Dear Casey.
Rob and Katie, did you purposely leave your mics on during the final Don and Mike best of? Loved it. It was like a bonus commentary on a DVD. All right.
Yeah, no.
This is asking someone like, did you purposely wreck your car in the Indy 500 because it was really great to see?
Yeah, no.
Now, to be fair, there was some background noise that was carried during the final week of the Don and Mike show. It was because the way the board was wired. When we were broadcasting the Don and Mike show from Rockville, we had our own studio out there. When it was the final week, we knew that after that, the Mike O'Mara show would be originating from the Fairfax studios.
With a week in between.
Right. And so we decided to do the final week of Don and Mike show best of from Fairfax to sort of acclimate ourselves to the Fairfax studios.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it would be more of an abrupt change for all of us. Ultimately, I would run the board for the Mike O'Mara show, but Katie was running board that week and I was hosting. One of the things we didn't realize is that there was a separate feed from the microphones that went to air to the microphones that fed the recorder that did the stream or the best of recorder. And this is a little technical, so I'll try to keep it as simple as possible. When the microphones were keyed in the bus known as program, that went out on the air. But the audition bus, a total different way for audio to travel, went to the recording.
I think I could simplify it even.
Please do.
A little bit more.
Okay.
If you're broadcasting.
Right.
All right. You can turn all of the buttons off.
Right. The mics are off, literally off.
Literally, you turn the buttons off at the bottom of the board.
Right, on, off, and they're in the off position.
But let's say you leave the faders up.
Right.
That's your problem.
It can still feed another source.
It can still feed another source.
So what we were saying in the air studio was not on the air. It was feeding the tape that would eventually go on the website.
And at this point, it wasn't called like a podcast.
It was called the stream.
It was called the stream.
And
it wasn't, it was so early in all of that. But I didn't know, and I was running the board, and I still feel ultimately responsible for the mistake.
You're not, because—
No, I am.
I think any board op would have done the same thing. And you know what? It's as much your fault as it is mine for talking during a segment, but— We didn't realize it. It was caught. It was corrected.
And we almost turned into like Mystery Science 3000.
Exactly.
Or mystery, yeah.
Exactly. So did we purposely leave it on? No. Did it go out on the air?
It did not go on the air. It didn't. It went on the stream.
It went on the stream. And for that, you know what? I'm sorry. I never meant to do that.
It is still. No, you never meant to do that.
Not at all.
I was running board. I still feel that that is one of my lowest moments of being behind a board. I still don't forgive myself. Like I could have pulled the faders down.
It happened.
But it's oh man.
I know. I'm right there with you.
You live and learn on some level.
Well, I learned one thing is that really that's sort of a dick question. Did I do it on purpose? No.
No.
None of us did.
If you can't figure that out from what we've just said. We've both wrestled with it.
Yeah, I hate it.
And for me, as a board op broadcaster, that's probably my lowest moment.
My lowest moment is right now.
Oh, no!
I'm kidding!
That's the worst ever! Are you kidding? I thought it was fine!
I thought we're doing great!
No. Are you really ending us right now?
Yeah, because—
We can't end on a high note?
You want to hear about my M&M game with my mom?
Yes!
Okay.
Bring that music down.
Stop the music. Okay.
No.
Okay, we got a lot of questions that we'll get to next week, I promise. But
you
look
do
at the
this
time.
You do this thing when you drive. You call people. I used to have a commute, and when I had the commute, that's when I would spend all my time on the phone.
I'm blessed because in my fancy Chrysler race car,
mm-hmm.
I've got the Bluetooth.
If I'm in the car and I'm going to be in the car for a while, that's when I call people.
And I love—
That's my whole thing. I'm like, hey, you got some time? Let's chat.
I got all the tricks in my car. I've got CDs. I've got my
Let's
iPod.
Let's catch up.
Yeah, I've got satellite radio.
I don't
radio.
Care. I want to talk to people.
I don't know how I did it before. I was talking to people. So on the way home from work, so I called my mom. You usually
call your mom on Fridays, though.
Oh, I call my mom every day. I usually call my dad on the way to work and my mom on the way home.
Are you kidding me?
No, I speak to my parents every day.
I'm the worst daughter
You're
ever.
Not. You're
yes,
not.
Yes.
You're just not as needy.
I don't know. I think I might be bad.
So I call my mom and the lead story was,
This is the best thing I've ever heard.
I said, I found the best thing. Grab one of those Milky Ways over there. Because what happened
is... I don't want one.
No, I'm not inviting you to have one. I need it as a visual aid.
Oh, that's right. No, you can't give them out.
I've already promised them.
Do not touch the Milky Ways.
So after the Mike O'Mara show, I needed to go get some equipment into Mike's car. And so we went and parked on the roof of the CVS. And you know where this is, by the way. You know where the CVS is in Glover Park.
Of course I do.
I just went in for a snack and I saw something I've never had before. Milky Way Simply Caramel. So I buy a couple of these and I buy some peanut M&Ms, which are my go-to. I love peanut M&Ms.
Peanut M&Ms?
Yes. And the reason is that once in a while, like every third... Maybe every third or fourth M&M, the peanut tastes suspect.
What?
And I love that.
What is it? No,
sometimes it's like burnt.
Good.
Sometimes it tastes like furniture polish.
I love the adventure.
Vietnamese?
Did I make it?
No, you're fine. So I've got my peanut M&Ms and I've got my Milky Way Simply Caramel off on my way home. And I eat the Milky Way And I say, this is fantastic. This is a Milky Way with no nougat.
What's just a Milky Way?
It's the Milky Way candy bar.
What's in a Milky Way?
It's chocolate covered caramel and nougat. Or nougat.
So it's like a Snickers without the peanuts?
Without the peanuts, precisely.
Okay.
But this has removed the nougat and it's just caramel. And it's outstanding. It's just a chocolate covered hunk of caramel. I'm loving this candy bar. And I said, you know what? I got to call my mom. So I call my mom and she picks up and she says hello. And I say, Sharon, because I call my mom by her first name.
Do you really call your mom Sharon?
I said, I got the best thing ever.
If I call my mom Robin, that would be like a disaster.
Well, if I call my mom Robin, it would be a disaster because her name is Sharon.
It's true.
So I said, this is Milky Way Simply Caramel and it's great. And she says, I want one. I said, I'll save you a couple of them. So I've got two left. I'm giving them to my mom.
I see that.
And then what's left is the bag of peanut M&Ms. And I start eating the peanut M&Ms.
Yeah.
And I say, I just took out a peanut M&M. What color is it? And she says, yellow? I said, no, I'm sorry. It's orange. And I ate it. And as I'm driving home and it's about an hour ride.
What was the next one?
I don't remember. I do. I tried to trick her once because one time she guessed brown. And I said, aha, light brown or dark brown?
Ooh.
And she said, dark? And I said, it was a trick question. Peanut M&Ms only come in dark brown. And so
you're right.
So I'm driving down the road and every time I take out an M&M, I ask my mom to guess the color and she's not getting any of them right.
Well, is she actually not getting any of them right?
I'm rooting for her.
No.
I am.
Are you rooting for her? Or are you just telling her?
I'm rooting for her. She started the game because she said, I'm paying bills. I have six bills in front of me. Can you name what they are? And I said,
what kind of weird games do you people play?
I got time to kill. And I said, one of them is the water bill. And she said, okay. Oh my God, you're right. Because the water bill, that's, you don't lead with the water bill. That's a quarterly bill. But I knew it's the end of March and I thought I could get it. And yeah, the water bill was one of them.
So do then you guess how much it is?
No, you just guess what the bills are.
Oh, that's crazy.
I failed.
That's crazy. It was the water bill and it's $34. That's what you say.
No, that's not how you do it. But anyway, we went through and eventually,
whatever. Moms are like very frugal.
10 guesses in, she's not getting any of the colors of the M&Ms right. And then
because you're lying to her.
No, I'm telling the truth.
Sure.
And we're getting, and I'm like to Glebe Road now on 66 out of DC.
And you're almost home.
And my mom finally says, all right, do it. It's blue. It's blue.
I said,
no, you don't get to do that. You don't get to tell me when to take the M&M out.
Wait, so you like stopped the game. You started talking about other things.
And she started back into the game.
She started back into the M&M game.
And I told her, I said, no.
This is not okay.
You're not in control here.
No.
You don't get to do this. And then what happened? And then we got into a horrible argument.
Oh, Dan has a theory about the M&Ms.
Do you?
Dan, you have to come over. Wait, he was talking about the M&Ms earlier, which I don't think makes sense.
About the distribution?
Yes. No, I don't think it makes sense.
It does make sense. It does make sense.
I do not think that it makes sense. Maybe because you're men. I don't know.
No, it's like blackjack and not like roulette.
Well, no, I was more speaking toward game theory.
Because
the game that he was playing with his mom is that it's not an individual event.
Yeah,
like
my mom was
roulette where it would be an easy.
My mom was saying every M&M was an individual event, but
is your mom driving the whole time?
No, I'm driving.
You are driving.
She's at home.
Like home doing whatever.
Yeah, baking cookies and wearing an apron.
No shoes. No socks.
But the thing is I ate the M&M. It's not like I'm putting the M&M back every time. So the independent events are not independent. Because if I pull out a blue M&M, then there's one less blue M&M in the bag.
Yes, this is correct math-wise. If you're rolling a die, it would be 1 out of 6 chances every time.
Every time.
But if you're withdrawing that number each time, odds will go down.
So you're assuming that there's the same number of each color M&M.
You have to.
In each. How do you have
and
to
assume?
And even
if you don't assume
that, I think
there'll
it's
be
a
less,
challenge. I
no
don't.
Matter what.
Certainly there's less.
I have to say, I don't really like the M&Ms, but I am willing.
You don't like the game, do you?
I like the game.
You don't
I
like
don't,
the game.
I don't. I'm not a chocolate person.
Or a math person.
Or a sober person. Ouch!
Woo!
And And that's our takeaway.
No, I love that man.
Okay.
The Dan.
I know. Who do I think you were talking about? John Adams?
I don't know. I felt like I needed to make it clear.
Let's get some pizza.
I've had a whole bottle of champagne.
I know.
So you've had a whole bottle of red wine.
More than that.
Yep.
And I've got, you know, it's a good thing the O'Mara show is dark this week because I'm going to need a week to edit this one down.
I don't think it was bad.
That's high praise.
That's a but that's also the problem.
I want to apologize to the questions we didn't get to.
Because there's we had a lot of questions.
And a lot of topics we didn't get to.
I want more questions.
Yes, send them to us.
I really do.
You can tweet them to us. Probably the best way to do it is directly on our Facebook page.
A lot of people ask us questions that are very geared towards themselves.
Right.
So send us questions that are kind of general.
Please.
But not too general. Shut up, Rob. Rob.
What? You know what?
This is why you're my brother.
I love that you didn't pee this week.
I love you and I hate you.
It's the same both ways. You know that. Thank you, Mike O'Mara. Thank you, Oscar Santana. Thank you, Steve Bridges. And thank you for listening. Provided we have enough Excedrin, we'll do it again next week.
Excedrin?
Yeah, because we're going to be hungover tomorrow.
No, I need a Xanax.
That's exactly what you need. Thank God we got that worked out. All right, have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Portions not affecting the outcome of today's game may have been edited prior to today's broadcast. Cake and Cookies, The Rob and Katie Show. This is Dude Walker speaking. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You know, he was...
Best laugh ever.
I wish you were recording. How could you?
Did you
get that? Nobody's going to like my laugh anymore.
Can you take a breath, please? Are you done?
No.
Okay.
Can you stop that? I want to hear it back.
No.
Yeah.
Doing a show.
That's all right. Fine.
All right. Here we go.